It's a very worrying situation. When you look at Greece and the Western Balkans, we're talking about roughly 25,000 children who are stranded in those countries and are at risk of deep psychosocial distress, which is going to be protracted over a period of time. This will leave unseen scars and psychological scars that could last a lifetime. Those are the children who are stuck in countries where they're unable to move on because of the EU-Turkey statement a year ago, which has put them in a situation of limbo. Unwilling to go back and unable to move forward. So what we're calling for is a much faster, accelerated process of family reunification for those children in Greece, Bulgaria, Hungary, and Western Balkans who have been stranded there, some for longer than a year now.
How many family reunification requests have been accepted so far this year?
Family reunification, it's very hard to tell because even though we're in Europe, there isn't a proper kind of data system to count that. In 2016, nearly 5,000 family reunification requests were heard, out of which 700 from unaccompanied and separated children. And those are the ones that were made from Greece. But just over 1,000 successful applicants have reached their destination countries by the end of last year.
And when you talked about emotional distress and anxiety for children and families, what your teams are exactly seeing on the ground?
What we've seen is things like not wanting to go to school, crying in the night. We have one girl whose name is Ada, 12 years old, a refugee from Homs. She's been in a state of deep anxiety because, you know, she's been separated from her family for some time. Those are the kinds of things that we see that are playing out. And of course, it's not just what happens to them at this point. It's also layers of psychological stress because many of these children are coming from war and conflict zones. And then you have another layer of being stranded and not knowing what lies ahead, and that has deep impact as well. So, you know, they're trying to move on, they can't, and in some cases they are taking greater risks. We've had a group of boys who were trying to jump the border from Greece into the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, and they're sent back, they're injured. So these are the kinds of things we're seeing.